right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to the chat. Hassle-Free TV is on. Fedora the Explorer is on. Sun Gun is on. Regina Loves Art is on. One of my favorites, Salty Gonads, is on. Waterline 46 is on. Will is on. Lizzie 859 is on. Patriot of the North 156 is on. Praise Holler is on. Gritterdom is on. Jenny Malfeasy is on. Nude Monk is on. Dana 59 is on. Sneaking McGroin is on. Let me see. D9597 is on. Sheila K is on. Judy Anita is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Easter Out is on. Let me see who else here. Truth Lover 2 is on. Let me see if I see anybody else that's on that I haven't named yet. Tammy L. Margreter is on. Love you guys. Appreciate you guys. Let me see who popped in on the last second here on the bottom. Leon Fish Puppy, you are a woman. I found that out today. God bless you. Sorry if I ever called you. Sean, glad you're on, brother. Sweaty is on. Patty K44 is on. Mom for Boys is on. Sweaty is on. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Let's hop right into this tonight. Kamala campaign is heating up. Let's just cover a little bit of that tonight. Right here. Let's go to the first one. VP Kamala Harris meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. But read the bottom. Vice President Kamala Harris is meeting now with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after boycotting his address to Congress on Wednesday. So she boycotts him yesterday and then meets with him today. Harris, the presumptive Democratic nominee for president, is meeting with Netanyahu separately from President Joe Biden's meeting. That's kind of odd, too, isn't it? It's kind of weird. And, you know, I want to bring something up before I forget it, because Aaron brought it up. Somehow I missed this on Twitter, that I guess somebody zoomed into Joe Biden's live address to the nation, his live broadcast last night. Aaron, pop on real quick.
Yeah.
What did they see on the watch?
Yeah, so it looked like the time was wrong on the watch. So that was a pre-recording. It was not live. Sorry.
It's always lies. It's never the truth. So his live broadcast was actually pre-recorded. So because they zoomed in on the watch and he was actually not doing it live. Of course, not like because so they could, I don't know if they could actually pull it off without people noticing. Maybe they could, maybe they couldn't. I don't know. Maybe if you got a really good editor, you could fuse some shots together. And
yeah.
But there's no way the guy pulls off anything live. We know that. So anyway, that was all a lie to us. Also, go to the next one for me. Colin Rugg video. Speaking of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, this was a funny comment in front of Congress. Play for me.
Some of these protesters hold up signs proclaiming gays for Gaza. They might as well hold up signs saying chickens for KFC. These protesters chant.
Of course, it just makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. No matter where you stand on Israel, I support Israel. Obviously, I support Israel over Hamas, but I know that Israel's also corrupt. Just like I love the United States of America, but I know that the United States of America is corrupt.
Yeah.
So you have to choose, and you have to surf a wave, and you have to pick sometimes, you know, somebody who's closest to your values, even if they're only minutely closer to your values than somebody else. Now, I think Israel is way closer to my values than Hamas is, but there is no bigger vaccine pimps and COVID pimps on the planet than Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel. Nobody. Yep. So yep. They're horrible on COVID, horrible on digital IDs. Benjamin Netanyahu wants a biometric ID for all of the nation of Israel. They had their green pass, but over Hamas, I have to side with them, obviously, over Hamas. Especially since Israel is the birthplace. And again, you always have to remember what the scripture says about Israel, a land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year. That is Deuteronomy 11:12. So we have to, as Christians, at least give some sort of measure of favor to Israel, but not just like we don't just in acolyte fashion follow Donald Trump. When Donald Trump screws up, you mention it. There was things, obviously, he didn't do well. Same thing with Israel. But over Hamas, I mean, you're talking about, again, do you ever see the IDF raping Palestinian citizens? Absolutely not. Do they indiscriminately at times kill Palestinian citizens? Yes, but always as a reactionary thing. So whenever when you have Hamas invade, and again, do I think the CIA was involved in that invasion in October? Do I think that Mossad was involved, where you somehow are able to, using paragliders, penetrate one of the strongest, most advanced air defense systems on the planet? Somehow you're able to fly through that. Do I think that this wasn't an inside job? I wholeheartedly believe it's an inside job.
Yeah.
Funded by part of the United States government, maybe Mossad, and obviously Iran. So that you get more war going on there. But you always have to remember, too, with Hamas, and I didn't mean to get this far into Israel, because we're talking about Kamala Harris, but, you know, again, people always talking about, you know, one state solution for Palestine. You need to remember something. It's just like the six lies of Roe v. Wade. They were off. This is the five lies of the one nation plan for Palestine. They've already been offered one nation five separate times and turned it down, because it's basically they got everything they wanted except that Israel was allowed to exist. Yeah. So they turned it down. Mm-hmm. That's an absolute fact, by the way. You can pull that up for yourself. All right, here's a spill on the Kamala Harris campaign, by the way. Tariq Nasheed, a video, the desperate attempt to manufacture a culturally black background for Kamala is laughable. Now, here she is. She's going to a record store, a jazz record store, and buying exclusively black albums. Now, why have we never seen that until the campaign? When it's just so blatantly obvious, I never, Aaron, help me to understand. Please help me to understand that when you don't do a freaking thing about the border until 2024, you don't prosecute 7, 8, 10-year-old offenses committed by Donald Trump until the election year, and suddenly you're buying black jazz albums in front of cameras. Anything that she ever would do over the last, remember now, they've been in office for over 3.5 years. She could have been buying black jazz albums all the time, because anything right. she does will be national news covered by the sycophantic Goebbels media. She could have been doing this the whole time, just like she could have been ending illegal migration. Doesn't do a daggum thing. But now, suddenly, she's going out and buying black jazz albums. You go, Aaron.
Well, yeah, they just rely on their voters to be really stupid, because now Gavin Newsom is saying that he wants to close out all those homeless camps.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom put out an executive order for the state of California, where now he's going to close down all these homeless encampments in an election year. So they can say, look at us, California, we're cleaning shop.
Yeah.
You got more, Aaron?
Yeah, it looks good for us, though, because of us saying that we think that Gavin's going to be the nominee. You know, he might be trying to clean up.
Me and Aaron, we're still riding that Gavin's going to be the guy.
Oh, yeah.
We're still holding on to that. Never underestimate the Democratic Party's ability to be hypocritical by nominating a white guy. Yep. Please, never underestimate their galactic hypocrisy. 100%. All right, so here's Kamala Biden. Suddenly has a great interest in black jazz music. Play for me.
First of all, Charlie Mingus, really one of the greatest jazz performers ever. One of my favorite albums of all time. Roy Ayers, Everybody Loves Sunshine. You know this one? So good. It's a classic. And then Porgy and Bess, right? And this is a beautiful one. It's Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. So there you go.
Notice how she had to really look at that last album, because she had no idea what it was. No idea whatsoever that she just bought. But they're like, hey, Kamala, you know, you want to get high? You want to get, because, you know, Trump has been taking away 5-6-7% of the black vote. We got to get that back. Go into that record store and buy yourself some black albums. And I don't like to get into race very much, but if you are a black person, how do you ever fall for this? I mean, again, this would be like a black man who's just, you know, fervently, you know, he's black, but he's conservative, and he wants to somehow get the redneck vote. So he goes and buys an F-250 and then hangs a Confederate flag off the back of it. That's what this is.
Yeah.
I mean, or the Gadsden flag off the back of it, make it less controversial. That's all that this is. I just don't understand. How in the world people ever fall for these things? I mean, I honestly just don't get it. It's like Event 201. You have Event 201 happen where they're wargaming COVID-19, and you honestly believe 2 months before the quote-unquote outbreak, where they're wargaming a coronavirus.
Yeah.
And then you believe somehow this was just accidental. And I know I'm preaching to the choir right now, but I'm just saying, I don't understand how people fall for this. Well, even if it was conservatives doing it, but conservatives, listen, they just don't do it. Now, the only pandering that goes on the right are the rhino liars that come back and campaign as conservatives and legislate as liberals. That's the only pandering that the right does. But this blatant pandering by Kamala Harris has shown. Let's talk about her outreach to the black community over the last 3.5 years. Name one thing she's done for the black community. We could name countless things that Donald Trump did for the black community, but not one thing that Kamala Harris has done for the black community, except, I guess, go buy albums of black artists. In July, what is it, July 25th, Aaron?
Yeah.
July 25th of 2024, she finally decides that she's interested in black jazz musicians. Unbelievable. Insurrection Barbie video. Now, listen, I hope this doesn't get boring to you, but listen, the thing is, we have to, remember what put Al Capone behind bars? Was it murder? Was it extortion? Was it robbery? You know, what was it? Insurrection? No. What put him behind bars was tax fraud.
Yep.
And we need to be holding these Democrats accountable for their campaign practices. Remember, Dinesh D'Souza is in prison for that. Went to prison for that.
Yeah.
Peter Navarro is in prison. I mean, was in prison. Just got out at basically when the RNC opened up. Steve Bannon is currently in prison. They bankrupted Alex Jones. They raided the home of Rudy Giuliani and for all intents and purposes did arrest him. Removed his law. He's lost his law license. James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, has been raided. Obviously, Mar-a-Lago, raided. Roger Stone, arrested. So listen, we need to get down in the muck and fight. We need to get down in there and fight. This is mud wrestling time. Just not sexy mud wrestling. This is ugly mud wrestling.
Yeah.
So Insurrection Barbie video, this is how they launder money through Act Blue. And let me just set this up so everybody's watching this through the proper lens. What the Democratic Party has been doing for years is getting large sums of money. We outlined this on the last podcast, $20 million, spreading it out over 1.6 million contributions given by 400,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So 400,000 people contributed $1.6 million. All that money came from one German billionaire. That is all, every single one of those. Donald Trump, remember now, his 34 felonies, remember that? That was all about falsely attributing campaign money. So what is this about? Falsely attributing campaign money. Attributing it to somebody that it doesn't belong to.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about. This is how they launder money through ActBlue. Play for me, Will.
I can't be the only person who's disturbed by these figures of how much money she's raised in one day, or who also doesn't believe them.
Yeah, did Kamala Harris actually raise $81 million in 24 hours and over $100 million in 36 hours, mostly from small dollar donors, according to Democratic fundraising platform ActBlue? I mean, those numbers would be astronomical for anyone, let alone a candidate who received a whopping 844 votes in the 2020 Democratic primary. So I can understand why people are a little sus about those numbers. And looking into this, things are about to get real murky, and I am not sure if people are going to like what I found. So I'm citing a 2023 article in the Carolina Journal. Investigation indicates ActBlue potentially laundered fraudulent political donations. An investigative journalist from North Carolina, Stephen Horn, has made a significant discovery in the Federal Election Commission database, revealing a scheme to potentially launder fraudulent political donations through multiple left-wing organizations, including ActBlue. Remember, ActBlue is the primary Democratic fundraising platform online. All right, so Horn and two other volunteers, Kelly Lane and Steve, unearthed evidence of two Raleigh residents whose names and addresses were employed to record substantial amounts of money donated to Democratic organizations. And just so everybody's aware, platforms like ActBlue are required to disclose political contributions to the FEC, including who made the donation, when they made it, their address, and the amount of the donation. Look at this data. This is so bizarre. One donor, same day, just dozens of contributions. By the way, this is all public information, so you can go to the FEC website, do a search, see what you find. All right, the article goes on. However, a perplexing twist emerged when both individuals emphatically stated their inability to contribute such exorbitant sums.
There was a flurry of donations made in your name. About 20 donations. Have you ever donated to Act Blue?
Yeah.
Okay. These donations made, do they look familiar to you at all?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, so you can see there's a bunch of $100 donations in your name with this address and everything.
Oh,
well, that's okay. Jeez Louise.
I did not make a flurry of, you know.
One would remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't watch that and tell me something fishy is not going on. The result of these investigations suggests that the ActBlue fundraising platform is being used to launder fraudulent political donations using the names and addresses of ordinary citizens. If the individual whose name and address is on a contribution did not, in fact, make that contribution, it seems likely that the money is coming from a source which would not be legally able to make the contribution directly. That is wild.
So let's just do a hypothetical that George Soros wants to give ActBlue $500 million. Well, he's not allowed to do that. That would be over what he is allowed to give. So what they do is he gives the $500 million and they attribute it to grassroots giving where let's just say 4 million people gave a bunch of donations. Problem is, it is very hard to hide it. And when you had the two Raleigh residents where one of the residents or both of the residents give dozens of, in order to accommodate that amount of cash, the people had to give 12 over dozens of times per day. So let's just say 36 times a day.
Yeah.
They actually calculated one of them that the person would have had to give every 5 minutes for 3 weeks.
Oh my goodness.
That's a fact, by the way. That it's impossible. It is time for everybody to understand that we are going to have to litigate our way out of this mess. Everybody, listen, I've been to a Trump rally. I'm telling you, I was standing as close to Donald Trump. I'd say I was maybe 25 feet from Donald Trump. I had a person in the know high up in the Republican Party in Sarasota County. Plus, at the time, I was a cop, so I was safe. But I went in there, and I was as close to Donald Trump as you possibly can probably even get at a campaign rally. And I loved it. I loved the rally. I was crying. I loved it, okay? I'll give it to Aaron at one of these shows, and I'll show you where I was at. This is when he ran in 2016. But anyway, so I love the rallies, but everybody wants to do those things. They don't work. We're going to have to legislate our way out of this because, legislate, yes, but primarily right now because we are in a litigious society. If you are in a litigious war, what's the only way out of a litigious war, Aaron? Lawsuits.
Yeah, lawsuits. Exactly.
So if you're in a litigious war, you're not going to protest your way out.
Correct.
You're not going to rally your way out. You're not going to popularity your way out. You have to sue your way out or you have to prosecute your way out.
Yep.
And they need to be held accountable. This is all felonious crimes. You cannot falsely attribute to various citizens campaign of contributions that came from somebody else. Every single one of those false attributions is a felony crime. Remember, Dinesh D'Souza gave his own money. It was like $25,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
He didn't even know he was breaking the law. Ends up in prison for like 7 months or something like that. He didn't even know he was breaking the law. He didn't even take it from some sort of pack and give it to this or got it through nefarious purposes. His own money. And he ends up going to prison for under Barack Hussein Obama because Hussein made sure that he prosecuted his political rivals only. So all of these people need to be going to prison for what they've done. All right, Chuck Cholesterol, is that next, Will?
Yes, sir.
All right, Chuck Cholesterol video flashback. Dem ActBlue victim shocked after hearing donations of over, get this, $17,000 were made in her name. She's a retired teacher. Play for me.
Since 2022, I have here just to the organization ActBlue that you donated 865 times throughout the year, totaling of $5,863.19.
No way.
And then 2021, you donated 1,103 times, worth about $7,997.
Not at all.
Okay. And 2020, this might be possible because of a low number, 2020, 205 times,
possibly.
Worth $3,071.09.
Yeah, that sound more logical. The other one.
And then from 2018 to 2019, just nine times, about $160.
Yeah.
Okay. But so total I have from 2018 to 2022, mm-hmm. total, you donated 2,182 times worth of $17,092.82.
We're retired school teachers. We don't have that big of a pile.
And again, Act Blue is the primary primary funding source, fundraiser for Democratic Party campaigns. All of Black Lives Matter's money went into Act Blue. That's where it went, or to Patrice Cullors' mansions that she bought in all white neighborhoods. But anyway, I digress. So this woman here in Franklin, Tennessee, in 2018 and 19, she gave nine times. That is still actually a lot. Who actually gives? I mean, normally what happens is every few years, we all drop $100 to a campaign. I'm going to do that with Trump. I'm probably going to give more than 100, but I'm just saying, you drop like I gave to Trump's legal efforts and things like that.
Yeah.
So we give various times to campaigns, usually like once every 4 years. Well, no, she gave nine times between 18 and 19. Now that went up a little the next year, where in 2020, she gave 205 times. Again, you know, this all goes back. If you look at the ridiculous COVID stats and the ridiculous vaccine stats, it's all just absolute, I don't know what better word there is. It's just all an absolute ridiculous poop show. I miss cussing. But that's where, I mean, it is. You have to look at this. How do you, I mean, Aaron, I need to understand. How do you vote Democrat when you see this? I'm telling you, if there was an Act Red and I found this out, I would expose them on this show.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Come on. I mean, it's obvious. This is racketeering. Rack-a-freaking-tearing, man.
Yeah.
And then she goes up. So she gives 205 times in 1 year, all from to Act Blue. And again, what all of this is one billionaire giving to Act Blue and them funneling it through basically their client list. So she gave nine times in 2 years. So like, ooh, this is a good one.
Yeah.
So we'll attribute her giving to Act Blue 205 times in 1 year. These people are not smart. Listen, turn this over. Turn this over to Liberty Council. Turn this over to Mike Davis. Turn this over to Andrew Bailey in Missouri. Let these people be prosecuted. Ken Paxton out of Texas. Let Act Blue be prosecuted. I guarantee you this is going on in their states. If anybody can get this to Andrew Bailey, Ken Paxton, you know, Liberty Council, I'm thinking of so much, ACLJ, Sekulow's, Judicial Watch. This is low-hanging fruit for prosecutions. And these people need to be bankrupted for what they've done. So then she goes up from 205 donations in 2020. Then in 2021, she goes up a little bit and gives five times that many to 1,100 donations in 1 year. 11, I mean, how many would that have to be per day? At least three a day.
Yeah.
And then she gives in 2022, she actually goes down a little bit and only gives 865 times in 1 year to Act Blue, exclusively Act Blue. That's not all of her political donations. That's just Act Blue. For a total in 3 years, this lady in Franklin, Tennessee gave 2,118 times, not $2,118, 2,118 times. That's Act Blue. And this all needs to be criminally prosecuted. There's only one way out of a litigious war, and that is litigation. Salty Goat, is that next?
Yes,
Will?
Sir.
Okay, y'all, here it is. Salty Goat, it actually starts off with, okay, y'all, you're about to see one of the Democrats' biggest cheating mechanisms blow up in their faces. Play it for me.
All that money is getting into Democrat coffers. Thanks to a group called Election Watch, who compiled millions, and when I say millions, it's millions of data points from the Federal Election Commission, the FEC website. We were able to find out that in the past few years, over $200 million of political donations have been funneled through the Democrats' fundraising platform called Act Blue, from a fairly small circle of people who are almost exclusively over the age of 65, retired, very liberal, lower to middle income class, and From our research, it appears that these people, most of them, don't even know these donations are being made in their name. It's not their money. They call these people smurfs or money mules, people who have knowingly donated to Democrats via ActBlue once before, but then their identity is cloned or stolen and used to make multiple donations from an unknown source, but still in their name. Again, this is all publicly available information from state and federal websites that are very easy to verify should you want to look them up. Take this woman from Louisiana. She's a 74-year-old woman, worked a middle-income job most of her life, yet according to FEC data, and we're withholding their names, in the last 7 years has made $573,447 in donations to Democrats. And here's where it gets really weird. She did it in over 1,400 individual transactions, averaging $76 per donation. And it doesn't seem to come from this person's bank account. They would have seen that volume of money, and judging by our available research, it doesn't appear she has these type of assets. Nothing against her. On certain days, like October 16th in 2018, she, or someone using her identity, according to the FEC, made 71 individual transactions totaling $3,145. Folks, that would mean she would have to have made more than 5 donations an hour if she were to sleep for 8 hours a night. But what's even crazier is when you zoom out and look at all the donations over 7 years for this woman, or at least under her name, it's just not natural human behavior to donate at this frequency. No, the normal people with this type of liquid cash make a few large donations and then they move on. But here's another one that's even weirder. And this person is from California. She's a 72-year-old woman who doesn't appear to be the, let's just say, typical person to donate this much money. According to the same FEC data, again, folks, publicly available, she made 52,501 individual donations totaling $884,152, almost $1 million over 700 days. Sure. This says that every day since 2017, and you can see the data right there, she has made at least one donation ranging from $10 to $100 a day. And you can see the significant jump in June on one day, making 1,080 donations totaling $20,879. In one day, that's 68 donations per hour, more than one per minute, if it's true. Folks, look, I have donated to state and federal campaigns in the past, and
So there it shows again, this is all ActBlue. Now, here's my question. If Newsmax is able to get this information right here off of the FEC website, why do we have an FEC?
Right.
If Newsmax can pull this off, or this stat right here, is that number TRX is the number of donations that somebody did. Who has ever given 7,461 times? Then listen, this is somebody with no money in their bank account. Basically, somebody with, you know, I'm not, again, just like Newsmax, not belittling anybody. I'm just saying this person doesn't have this money. They've got maybe 10, 15 grand.
Yeah.
Maybe they've got $500 in the bank. Maybe they got nothing.
It's like fixed income.
But they've given 7,461 times? Who gives 61 times in a lifetime to a political donations? I've probably given politically, I don't know, 10 times, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I've been involved in some campaigns and things like that, but I mean, what I've given, I don't remember because like sheriff races and things like that, but whatever. I'll say maybe I've given 25 times. I'm 55 years old.
Yeah.
And this person gives 7,461 times in like a year or two. For a total, they got like $600 in their bank account because their bank account information, I believe, is up there in the top. I think that's what they were doing, but I'm not sure. But for a total amount of $573,000, who gives $573,000 who's a normal, average, everyday American? Nobody does that.
No.
That's all felonious crimes. Now, this is on the FEC website. So the FEC officials, Federal Election Commission, those officials can't go and say, duh, something's wrong here.
Yeah.
Did the FEC do the security for the Trump shooting, for the Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania? Are they all the same institution? This galactic level of ineptitude and malfeasance and incompetence? I mean, why do we even pay to have a federal election commission? You ever wonder why they didn't prosecute the 34 felony counts in NYC against Donald Trump? They turned it down. U.S. Attorney turned it down. DOJ turned it down. Alvin Bragg's predecessor turned it down. Then Alvin Bragg turned it down. Wonder why they turned it down? Because this is all going to come out now. And all of these people need to be prosecuted for what they've done.
Yeah.
$200 million given through ActBlue. $200 million primarily by lower to middle income people. How in the world are are lower to middle income people able to give $200 million to ActBlue? Where you at, FEC? It's right there. It's like going on the CDC website and tracking how many people died of COVID. How many people have actually died of COVID? We hear in the media 1.2, 1.3 million. How many people actually died of COVID? 30 to 80,000. Which probably half of those were flu. That's who actually died of COVID. You actually go on the CDC website, you can see nobody died of COVID. And people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Study to show yourself approved unto God. That's what we got to do. Amen and amen.
Yep.
So lower to middle income people give $200 million somehow through some miraculous means. And those people are actually called by ActBlue. I tell you, if you're a Democrat, please understand that your Democratic Party hierarchy hates you. They hate you. You think Trump hates me? You honestly think Trump hates Republicans? Trump does not hate Republicans. Trump invites Republicans into the White House. But Trump, even though he's not, hasn't been an evangelical most of his life, embraces evangelicals. He doesn't hate us. Your own leadership calls you Smurfs. Find that anywhere in conservative channels. Go ahead. Find where any conservative leader refers to the people who vote for them as Smurfs. Find that. And believe me, I'm not going to ardently defend the Republican Party. I'm just telling you that the Republican Party and conservative leadership never refers to their voters or their contributors as Smurfs. So these poor people give whatever they give, $10, $15, and then they use them. They use them as channels to funnel all the oligarch money, yeah, oligarch money through them and call them Smurfs while they're doing it. One woman gave 71 times in one day. That means she'd have to give five donations per hour if she wanted 8 hours of sleep. 71 times in one day. One donor gave 1,000 times in one day. And the FEC does nothing? Why are we $36 trillion in debt? Paying for galactic incompetence. Paying idiots to do nothing. FEC, Department of Education, Department of Transportation, the FBI, who does nothing, the ATF, which does nothing. And I could, Aaron, if you think more of them, let me know. Whatever, you know, DHS does nothing.
Yeah.
We just continue to funnel hundreds of billions and trillions of dollars to these people. And this information is perfectly available to them. What are the prosecutions for ActBlue? Why hasn't ActBlue been shut down? Why are they having a convention in some metropolitan area that James O'Keefe gets into? Why? It's amazing. Where you go, Aaron?
Oh, I was just going to say, I did a quick little math thing here. For the average donation in 2020, they want you to believe that it was like $25, and they received $4.3 million, right, in donations. It's like they want you to believe that 172 million people donated $25.
Oh, that's their numbers.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's 172 million people. right. Donated. Now, everybody who donates to a campaign does what for that campaign? They vote for that campaign.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that that they received 171 million votes? What a joke. I mean, what an absolute joke. And the biggest joke of all is not ActBlue. The biggest joke of all is the Federal Elections Commission. It's just sitting right underneath their nose. And this is all about the Kamala Harris campaign, because if you're wondering how she got $100 million in 36 hours, primarily from small givers, it's all lies. How do you raise $100 million from mostly small givers, and you can't even fill a school gymnasium full of people, so you partition it off and fill half of it and say that it's full? How do you do that? You get a large Soros-type donation, and then you funnel it through several hundred thousand people, falsely claiming that they gave it, unknowing to them, unwitting victims, and you call them Smurfs while you're doing it. All right, let's go to the next one. George tweet, breaking, Trump's campaign has informed media outlets that they will be hearing from Trump's lawyers for this is what we have to do. The only way out of a litigious society is to sue. Right. Trump's lawyers for violating the equal time rule when they broadcasted Biden's campaign speech tonight. That's not legal. What do you have to do under the FEC, Federal Elections? Where's the FEC? Why is Trump having to do this? Because the FEC is bought and paid for. WEF, Beijing, London, Democratic Party, Klaus Schwab, bourgeois leftist, globalist elitist. That's who runs the FEC. Just like the FBI is the Gestapo for the Democratic Party, this is the election committee for the Democratic Party. Trump's lawyers for, they'll be hearing from Trump's lawyers for violating the equal time rule when they broadcasted Biden's campaign speech tonight. If you're going to put Biden on, then you have to put a Trump official on.
Yep.
Those are the rules. Why didn't that happen? Why didn't that happen? Well, because the Democrats, democracy, 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 and then they pick their own candidate and blow off the voters. You know, it goes on. Man, it's already 9:45. I put in 73 minutes for me. Everyone was betting on how long I would go. I put in 73 minutes. I got till 10:13. All right, yeah, it's a good time. Let me give me 60 seconds for my school, then we're going to go on to what I call the cam card section, the Kamala. Or, I mean, I'm starting to lean towards Camel Toe for her name, Kamala. I can't go too gross. There's a lot of other ones out there. There's an Attenborough video.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny, but I can't play it. I can't play it. It's just it's too far. But anyway, so I'm leaning towards Camel Toe. Midas Gold Group, my one and only sponsor. Why do I love Midas Gold Group? Because they love me. This is a MAGA company. This is a Trump company. They will say the election was stolen in November of 2020 because it was. Don't buy from companies who won't say it. Don't listen to commentators who won't say it. Don't vote for politicians who won't say it. The election was clearly stolen in 2021. Midas will say it. Buy from a company that does not hate you. I know we have to compromise. Because some of us, listen, we have to still patronize companies that hate us. But whenever we don't have to, let's not do it and let's bankrupt them. Or let's make them. By the way, John Deere, they dropped all their DEI. Robbie, yep. Starbuck, baby.
Yep.
Remember, I've been showing you Robbie Starbucks. I'll credit and follow him on Twitter. Exposed their transgender DEI ways. They've repented now. They've dropped all their DEI programs. Woo! That's kind of funny, isn't it? Tractor Supply did the same thing right after they were exposed. So that's how we do it. You buy from companies that don't hate you. You've got the BRICS movement and the Biden administration trying to de-dollarize the globe and devalue the USD using hyperinflation and the Chinese yuan. So the people are trying to destroy the currency are telling you. While they're doing it, they're hoarding massive amounts of gold.
Yep.
So they're telling you after they destroy the currency that gold will be the new currency. So we all need to be buying gold. We won't let them destroy the currency, but we all need to be buying gold anyway. It never loses any substantial value. So we all need to buy gold. Buy it from Midas. It's physical gold in your hands. You buy it, sent to you. It's in your hands and then in your safe. Buy it from Midas. When you do, tell them that the TLP sent you. All right, let's go on to the next one here. Now, this is the what I call the Camel Toe. Oops, the Kamala card segment of the show. There's a strange card that's being passed around, card, C-A-R-D, that's being passed around Capitol Hill by Kamala Harris, by Kamala Harris's sycophants and her campaign staffers. Cambry video, bloody epic, do see Democrats on Capitol Hill are being handed this card with talking points. Play for me, Will.
Thank you, Corrine. Democrats on Capitol Hill are being handed this card with talking points about the vice president and the border. Do you know who's handing this out?
I have no idea. You probably should ask her campaign.
So,
how do you have no idea when you are the White House spokesman? She works in the White House. How do you not know? So that's another bold-faced lie. You are speaking for the administration, and although she is the pseudo-president, it's really Susan Rice is really the president, Barack Hussein Obama, running Susan Rice, and their various other Obama sycophants are actually the president, but this is your administration. You are the White House press secretary, the Biden administration secretary. And as of right now, Kamala Harris is part of the Biden administration. So why can't you answer the question about the card that he holds up in his hand? What is this? What is this, Karina Jean-Pierre? What is this exactly? Oh, I have no idea. You're going to have to ask Kamala. Bull crap, you stupid little liar. So here it is, Laura Loomer tweet. Kamala Harris and DNC are giving Democrat elected officials and surrogates and members of the media talking points about Kamala Harris being the border czar. Here's a copy of their talking points because she's trying to deny now that she was ever the border czar when she was obviously the border czar.
Yeah.
And everybody called her the border czar. It was all embraced and she never denied it. Again, doesn't deny it until when? July 25th of 2024, after being the border czar for the last 3.5 years. Here's a copy of the talking points. They don't want you to see that their talking points are all scripted. Go to the pick, Will. Here it is. Vice President Harris was never appointed border czar. Again, Aaron, help me understand. You really help me understand. You chime in, and I'm serious. Aaron really helps me psychologically. He really does. A great friend of mine. Help me. Will, you can chime in too. How do you vote for people who hand you a card on what to say? I mean, seriously. Aaron, would you work for me if I handed you cards about what to say?
No.
Really?
No, I really wouldn't.
This guy runs half of every church service I do. If it wasn't for him, I can't turn the lights on. I can turn the lights on in this room.
Yeah.
But that's it. I mean, but I can't turn on the lights that are lighting me up right now that make me look so beautiful. But anyway, I don't know how to turn on anything in here. I don't know how to get this earpiece to work. Nothing. All right, so I depend on him a lot. He wouldn't work for me if I handed him a card saying, Aaron, everywhere you go, Will, everywhere you go, because Will's a part-time employee of mine, Will and Aaron, everywhere you go, say Tom is handsome. He's handsome and he's all-knowing. He's the greatest preacher I've ever heard. Look at what vice president. You will say vice president was never appointed border czar. You will say there has never been such a position. It doesn't exist. You will say border czar title invented by evil Republicans and press repeats was not asked to lead on the administration's immigration or border enforcement policies. You will say the president of the United States tasked her to lead administration's diplomatic root causes strategies. How do you vote for these people? Help me understand. How do you vote for somebody who's standing at a press conference as the president of the United States with his finger on the nuclear button, who's handed a sheet on reporters to call on? I'm going to have Will from ABC and I'm going to have Aaron from CNN. How do you vote for him? How are you the Krasensteins? I mean, how are you Mehdi Hassan? How are you any of these Democratic Party morons? I mean, seriously, if you want to have some sort of debate on various issues, fine. But when you see this, how do you ever vote Democrat again? Please get red-pilled. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. 910 people watching. Appreciate you guys. And believe me, I'm not screaming at you. I'm screaming at the one or two Democrats that might accidentally watch this podcast. And we're on Christian Television Network, too, for the next 5 minutes. And there's lots of people that love to call themselves Christians watching Christian Television Network that vote for the baby butchers and the gay marriage advocates. All right, continuing on now. Now I've changed this. This is the Kamala border section of the show. Man, I got a whole bunch of sections here.
We got like 5 minutes.
8 minutes till the show, right? But and I'm going to go. I said 73 minutes, so I've technically got till 10:13. 9:52.
10:30.
Right, yeah. Aaron's gone. Where did you say? There was a poll. Well, there was actually, I don't know, it was almost like a betting forum.
Yeah, everybody was betting. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was like a betting forum.
Yeah.
Like, where did you have it, Aaron? Did you
I put
in writing?
Like 80 minutes.
80 minutes, so yeah. You got 10:20?
Yeah.
All right.
I got 10:20.
Will didn't put himself on the line. Will's being Sweden right now. Put it out there, Will. You still got a chance. What time do you think
minutes.
I'm going to end? You got to put it in writing.
Yeah.
On the chat. All right, so here we go. Ian Miller video. This is absolutely devastating. It shows in just 1 minute why trust in the media, this is the whole border czar thing. I did play this in the pregame, but it's too good. It's too good not to use to launch this segment of the show. Ian Miller video. Play for me, Will.
Quote, unquote, border czar. Vice President Harris was not a border czar.
Meantime, Vice President and border czar Kamala Harris facing some backlash.
What he said about Harris and immigration was not true. She was never appointed border czar.
And this will be her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border region since she was appointed as the border czar by President Biden.
People are going to have to counter the misinformation. You already hear folks talking about the border czar. She wasn't the border czar.
President Biden tapped Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, to be the border czar.
Now, she wasn't the border czar. That's what Republicans
Republicans labeled her.
They were very critical of Kamala Harris, especially in her role as border czar.
Now what she's up against is folks lying about her border record, calling her a border czar.
Kamala Harris, who was appointed as the border czar.
The Biden team didn't declare her the border czar. They wanted her to work on kind of the root causes of immigration.
There has been so much criticism against Kamala Harris. You know, she was the border czar.
Calling her sort of the border czar, which wasn't necessarily the case.
So the border, if they weren't planning to address it in a major way, do not make her your border czar. She met with some of the Northern Triangle countries, but nothing has effectively changed.
Hey, I got hassle-free TV asking me to talk about vaccines. Hey, I've got a whole section on vaccines. There's too much news. Too much Kamala Harris going on. What am I hearing right now? Hear that?
Sounds like the LED wall.
Okay, it's the wall. Okay, yeah. I'm hearing like a phone going off, but it's not actually that. So, hey, I got to, Aaron, do it. Tell everybody what you did with the Fedora the Explorer their campaign donation.
Oh, yeah, with the campaign, we just wanted to thank Fedora the Explorer for sending us $500,000 to the Tom Lipley campaign. So we're working on getting him a plane. So, you know, we really appreciate the donation. We'll give you access.
I'm running for emperor of the United States. And if you give, like Fedora gave $20 towards me becoming emperor, and she's being credited with, because we're using Act Red.
Yes.
It's my new, that's my new campaign finance funneling organization. That when you give 20, we're actually falsely credit you with $500,000 worth of donations that you've given 1,700 times in one single day.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Fedora. We love you. Appreciate you. All right, Mario No-Fall video. Breaking, U.S. House votes to condemn Kamala Harris as borders are. Aaron, you can just play that side by side. I'll read it to you because it's just showing the vote totals, which I actually need. So there's the vote totals. So they're condemning her as borders are. Notice 6 Democrats jumped on board. That's pretty good. I mean, that's actually really good that 220 members of Congress have condemned her as the border czar.
That hurts.
The House of Representatives has passed a resolution condemning the handling of the open border policy by Kamala Camel Toe Harris, who serves as the border czar. The resolution saw bipartisan support with 6 Democrats joining every single Republican. Listen, the Republicans royally tick me off all the time. Yeah. Although I love being a Republican. I love the Republican platform, but I can't stand the Republican leadership most of the time. But when they do something right, when all Republicans vote to condemn the horrendous malfeasance at the southern border conducted by Kamala Harris. Great job, Republicans. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be a less negative person. And I'm really. I'm trying to be less negative. I really am. It's like I've decided that every time I'm out walking my dog and people blow by me at 100 miles an hour, I just say to myself, they don't mean anything by it. As I was given, I'm not flipping the bird or anything like that, but I have these various hand gestures that I do with people that aren't, you know, like, they're not very friendly. So I've just stopped doing it. I'm trying to be a nicer person. I'm trying to stop saying certain words that are not appropriate from the pulpit. Ramming things up things and whatever. I'm trying to be better, being a better human being. So help me with that. I'm trying to get better with it. But anyway, so I'm also trying to be more positive. So great job, Republicans. Great job.
Yeah.
That seems sincere, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is.
I mean definitely it to be sincere. Yeah. Great job, Republicans.
Yeah. Yeah.
There we go. Everybody. There we go. There we go. Great job, Republicans. That's our first ever big time clap together.
I know.
All clap together. I know. That's nice. Good. That's good. We got like a team going on here. All right, let's go. More Kamala at the border. Chief patrol agent tweet. Here's the numbers for Kamala. Swanton Sector Border Patrol agents have apprehended more than 15,000 subjects in less than 10 months. And anybody even heard of Swanton Sector?
No.
But they found they've apprehended 15,000 illegal border invaders in less than 10 months, which has exceeded the total number of apprehensions made by Swanton Sector in the previous 13 freaking years.
Wow.
So in 10 months under border czar Kamala Harris, who just got universally condemned by Congress, they've had more illegal border invader apprehensions in 10 months than the previous 13 years. That is amazing. That's an amazing accomplishment by the border czar, Kamala Camel Toe Harris. Go, Aaron.
Oh, I was just going to say, that's in Vermont even. That's in Vermont. Swanton Sector is Vermont. That is northern. Yeah, that is the northern border.
It can't be.
Absolutely.
No, it looks southern.
I just looked it up.
Yeah, that's got to be a mistake, though. I mean, it's
U.S. Customs and Border Protection.gov. Right,
you got to check it.
Yeah, I did. I got it. Swanton Sector, Vermont.
Oh, my God.
That is insane.
Everybody double check that. Make sure Aaron's right on that. I can't imagine that's coming out of. But I mean, our northern border is wide open. So you notice how I'm not saying he's absolutely wrong. I'm not, because we actually cover the northern border. And Justin Trudeau is sending all of his illegal border invader rapists, robbers, and murderers through our northern border. Because most of our northern border, there is nothing. You think there's nothing at the southern border? You should go up to our northern border where there's a few cinder blocks set up. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
That's all that is. So just double. That actually doesn't look southern, actually, Aaron. You might be right.
That's so, the website right there. But it's small, but
Swanton Sector, Vermont. Yeah. Holy crap.
Isn't folks. That crazy?
Man, I did not expect that. I saw
that's
it
even
just,
worse.
I thought it was just like a California sector. I honestly did. I didn't even check it. I just assumed it was the southern border. Oh, my word. This is a better story than I thought.
Yeah, that's even
I'm
worse.
Glad I clipped this thing off. It's worse than I thought. We're having a border invasion in syrup land.
Oh, my gosh.
Vermont, maple syrup.
Oh, my gosh.
So here's more on Kamala Harris, San Francisco Chronicle pick. Here's what she believed as the DA of San Francisco. DA of San Francisco, while she was banging Willie Brown downtown. Willie Brown while he was married. And they were all going out. Go, Aaron. There you go. That's her. Yeah, there it is. So they got to get out some of those videos, those Willie Brown videos
oh, yeah.
that we used to play back in the day. So while she was having an adulterous affair, remember how Joe also met Jill Biden, who was his former babysitter, having an adulterous affair with him, not the infamous blind date. It's all a lie.
Yeah.
Every Joe's law, live broadcast, it's all a lie. Understand that. So DA let illegals clear their records, undocumented drug offenders. That sounds like fentanyl. In work program, weren't deported, so they were drug offenders. Not only were they not deported, she expunged their records. That's who Kamala Harris is. Here's her own words. Trump girl video. Last I checked, play for me.
It is wrong to somehow suggest that an undocumented immigrant is a criminal. I've personally prosecuted everything from low-level offenses to homicides. I know what a crime looks like. An undocumented immigrant is not a criminal.
Aaron, she knows what a crime looks like.
No, you don't.
She is a crime.
She is a crime.
She's an absolute
to humanity.
Crime. She's the embodiment of crime herself. So there she is. So last she checked, you know what? Illegals aren't illegal. Then why are we naming them illegals? Well, you're not allowed to call them illegals. Because to them, they're not illegals, even though they committed a crime entering the United States. You can't commit a crime every day they're in the United States. Every second they're in the United States illegal is a criminal offense. So that's it on Camel Toe Kamala on the border. That's it. So let's switch to what I call the Kamala Gov track. You might be getting really sick of Kamala. Listen, folks, this we better get used to it for the next, I think it's 103 days until the election, something like that. So we better get used to it. Tom, you're just trying to run her down. Yep. That's correct. That she is who needs to be defeated.
Yep.
So we're going to run her down. By running her down, you don't have to make anything up. Don't need any gossip. Don't need any rumor or innuendo. Just show her record.
Yep.
That's all you got to do. All right, Mike Berg tweet. This is the Cam GovTrack controversy that's gone on. GovTrack is a unbiased, although they've erased their data. They're an unbiased ranking system for all House and Senate members, and they rank your performance. Most liberal, most conservative, most likely to do this, most likely to do that. Mike Berg tweet, it's not just Axios. We know that Axios has also changed, you know, where Kamala, they actually put out, Aaron actually showed that on the last podcast, it was the same writer from Axios called Kamala the border czar, and now just wrote yesterday, day before, that Kamala was never the border czar after she wrote that Kamala was the border czar.
Yeah.
That's who these people, Tom, make that make sense. I can't. Listen, don't even put that in my head. I can't do it. I can't make it make sense. I have no idea. I see the numbers on here. 1022, 1028, 1130. I can promise you I won't be on 1130. I shouldn't promise anything.
Yeah, don't promise
anything. I'm not going to promise it, but I'm shooting for 1013. I got 10 more minutes, but I still got to get to the poll data. It's not looking good. I'm going to try, though. Here we go.
P-O-L-E poll data, you know, because it's Kamala. You know?
Right.
Working the poll data.
Yeah, that's right. Stripper poll. All right. It's not just Axios. Now, GovTrack went back and erased. It's amazing. When did they ever erase anything bad about us? I'm just curious. I never saw them erase the tape about Trump grabbing the woman's crotch. I never see them erase anything about us.
No.
But lo and behold, because Kamala was rated the most liberal senator while I think it was 2020 or 2019. She was voted the most liberal senator, not voted. GovTrack, this is like just using statistical data. You are the most liberal. You voted for the most liberal things. Green New Deal, slaughtering the unborn, all of those things. She was the most leftist senator. So GovTrack put that out. But now GovTrack went back, just like Axios, and erased Kamala's rankings. How do you do that? This is like a LinkedIn page. You can go on GovTrack and look this up right now.
Yeah.
And they just erased it. And then they call, and I don't want to go down this diatribe, but I got to do it a little bit. Then they call us Hitler. I mean, they call us Nazis. Who goes back and revises history? Nazis. Have we ever done it? No. We don't do it.
Nope.
I don't try to revise Trump's history. I wasn't crazy about how Trump handled COVID. I don't deny now that he was in charge of Operation Warp Speed. I don't deny now that he implemented 15 days to flatten the curve.
Yeah.
I don't deny any of that. But the Nazis deny those things, and then the Nazis call us Nazis.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now GovTrack went back and erased Kamala's ranking as the most liberal United States senator. Go to the next one for me, Will. John Hassan tweet. GovTrack may have deleted Kamala Harris's 2019 report card as the most liberal leftist senator, but they left her 2020 report card. Remember, folks, these people are zealous. They're very excited, but they're stupid.
Yep.
So they take down 19, but they don't take down the rest of her record. Kamala, come like as if, oh, we'll just stop at 19. But how much you want to bet? There's only three of us in the room right now. How much are all of us in the chat also? How much you want to bet that 2020 is next?
Oh,
that gets deleted next.
Oh yeah.
I bet you somehow or another her entire record on GovTrack disappears.
I'm gonna look.
Yeah. Kamala, yeah, Aaron will be all over. But once you say that, Darren, never mention anything to Aaron because he'll spend the next 20 hours finding it.
Done.
Right. Kamala was if he hadn't already proved that whatever county it was in Vermont was in Vermont, this is all he would talk about the rest of the night.
I can't help myself.
And he would not stop. We'd be walking out to the car after the podcast. He'd still be claiming it came from Vermont, and here's the proof. And then after that, he'd email me when I'm sitting in the hot tub at 2 o'clock this morning. He'd send me a text message. By the way, I proved it, and here it is. Kamala was still the second most liberal senator in 2020 behind only socialist Bernie Three-House Sanders. And she was closer to Bernie than Senator Gillibrand, third place. So it was first place Bernie, second place Kamala, third place Senator Gillibrand. There you go, just so you know.
That's crazy.
Gillibrand, however you pronounce it. All right, going to the next one. Still on GovTrack, Johnny MAGA video, Jake Tapper admits Kamala was rated 2019's most liberal senator. Play for me.
Vice President Harris, in 2019, GovTrack, which covers legislation and voting records, referred to then-Senator Kamala Harris as that year's most liberal senator.
That was Johnny MAGA, right, Will?
Yeah, that was Johnny MAGA.
Yeah, and then the next one should be Citizen Free Press.
We get that.
Yeah, find it. Citizen Free Press video, because that's the best one of all. The blank stare at the end is glorious. So Citizen Free Press, it's in Telegram. All right, well, until we do that, we'll go right to the interactive poll stuff. So I want to show you the poll data. Go to that tweet. You had the tweet lined up. There you go. I don't know what the crap you got right there.
I think that was the blank, video. Blank.
Did you find it?
Yeah.
Oh, you already found it? All right, let's go to the video then. Play it for me.
And the policies that you've supported in the past, you're considered the most liberal United States senator.
I somebody said that, and it actually was Mike Pence on the debate stage. But
yeah. Well, actually, the nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator. You supported the Green New Deal. You supported Medicare for All.
Now, whenever anybody answers any response to any statement or answers any question with ah, you know they're lying. just so you know, I mean, that's 25 years of law enforcement expertise right there. And I mean, obviously that doesn't take that. I'm telling you, when anybody answers a statement from you, response to any statement from you with and then false, and then again, so that she, we already know she's lying. And then she says, well, she already knows that GovTrack has labeled her, has not they don't just label, the numbers show from GovTrack that she is the most liberal senator. She knows that. She already knows it because they all follow GovTrack. They all follow it. And then she has the gall to say, Mike Pence said that. Well, even though we know this is the Potomac two-step. It's a lie shrouded in truth. Well, Mike Pence did say that, probably. I don't know that. But Mike Pence, let's just assume that he did. Mike Pence said that, Judas Pence. Mike Pence said that. But that doesn't take away from the very fact that unbiased, non-political GovTrack said that she was the most liberal senator of 2019 and the second most liberal senator of 2020, only behind Three House Bernie. But she falsely attributes it to Mike Pence, even though she knows she's lying. Look at that face. How do you do it? Literally, she looks like the Joker. We should put Heath Ledger right next. She looks like Heath Ledger's version of the Joker right there. I'm telling you. All right, let's go to the polls. All right, interactive polls tweet. I've only got 3 minutes until I've lost the bet.
10 minutes and I win.
And 10 minutes, Aaron wins. And I still want to do one other thing after the polls too. So I don't know. I'll forget it. Forget it. I lost. There you go. I lost. Put it in the chat. interactive polls. So here's where now look at the date. The date on the bottom is from the 22nd to the 24th. So Trump was up. Trump has 50%, 7-point lead on Harris. And then you add in RFK Jr. and he loses nothing. She's the only one. He loses 1 point. She loses 1 point. That's it. So that's where we're at now. New Hampshire is showing some bad polling data for Trump. Don't like that. So we're going to track all this. But right now, post-shooting with Kamala added in, Trump has seemed to gain ground, not lose it, but has appeared to have lost some ground in New Hampshire and Maine. But nowhere else that we've seen so far. All right, let's go to the next one. Just want to show you the leftists here. Here's Krasenstein that I always talk about. This is Little Bri Bri. Literally, these guys are 5'2". I'm not exaggerating. They're little tiny people.
Yeah, they are.
They are little tiny muscle hamster guys. They like, you know, whatever. They like to be Mr. Well, like Mrs. and Mrs. Fitness.
Yeah.
So let's try. So he puts out a poll. Bri Bri does. He puts out a poll he doesn't like. Look at the day on the bottom. This is today. He puts out a poll at 10:14 a.m. and he goes, he doesn't like the numbers. Does this now? Who would do this? Adolf Hitler, or Mao Zedong? We're not a poll. I don't like the numbers, so let's do it again. And then they call you Mao Zedong or Hitler.
Yeah.
Please, we never do that. We just live with the results. Please only vote for who you would really vote for. Look at how he puts the poll out.
It's
former prosecutor Kamala Harris or convicted felon Donald Trump. This is our media. Krasenstein is the epitome of our media. Kamala Harris 23%. Donald Trump 72%. All right, let's go to little brother Eddie. Go to the next one for me, Will. Here's little brother Eddie Krasenstein, Smurf 2. Who would you vote for between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris? Trump 83%, Harris 17%. So there you go, and that's our Twitter polls. But luckily, we have our ally, Fox News, right? They're all, I know, believe me, I'm saying that facetiously, sarcastically. Here's our ally, Fox News. Look at the day on the bottom. Harris is edging Trump. That's not what Poll Watch says. That's not what Rasmussen says.
No.
But that's what Fox News is saying. Harris is edging Fox News, whose board members include Paul Ryan. Harris is edging Trump in new poll conducted after Biden's withdrawal. Yeah, right, Fox News. Again, Fox News is not our friend at all. All right, let me do this little brief. There you go, perfect. There she is. I told you, Aaron is the man. I told you that. I mean, come on. Can you get her other pic that you clipped, or did you get rid of that?
Oh, he got rid of it.
You did? Okay. Yeah. I mean, because you do, if you could just flip them back and forth. I mean, I'm telling you, she looks like the Joker. I'm not kidding you. Only problem is I kind of like the Joker, but I don't like Kamala, obviously. But anyway, so let me do this. I was going to stop there at the polls. Oh, it's 10:13. If I would have stopped where I was supposed to, I would have won.
I know.
But I can't.
You can't do it.
I can't do it. Aaron, help me understand.
You can't help yourself.
I can't stop.
You just got
to. I have to show you this. This is from an FBI employee. I don't know what she is yet. It hasn't been put out in the media, whether it's FBI or whatever. This is what she put out. This is what Christopher Wray was talking about in the hearing when he was talking to Chip Roy yesterday, testifying to Chip Roy yesterday, that an FBI employee did put out a pro-Trump assassination attempt tweet or social media post. Here it was. Jenna Howell is her name. Angela Jones, the memes. The memes are gold. Oh, so close. That's the FBI. And by the way, I don't think, I mean, I can't claim anything about the FBI right now, but we obviously know the FBI would love to lock us all up and Donald Trump at minimum, at minimum. Let me show you this. Benny Johnson video. We are on site in Butler, Pennsylvania. Here's Corey Mills. I just had to show you this because I'm just telling you flat out, it's just cool. You have two former snipers, one Eli Crane being a SEAL sniper. Corey Mills, I can't remember what branch of the service it was or law enforcement entity, whatever it was, but Corey Mills was also a sniper. But you have these two, I mean, these guys are studs. And you're like, Tom, you're being kind of a sycophant. Yeah, and you know what? I am. Listen, I love our military. I'm a Navy brat. My dad was a career naval officer. I love our military as it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Not the woke crap that it's turned into recently, but most people in the military, from insiders and whistleblowers inside the military, they know that it's woke crap, but most of our military is not woke. But the entirety of the leadership is woke. Donald Trump will change that. So I still love the military. 82nd Airborne Division in Iraq, Corey Mills. Thank you, Aaron. So we know who these guys are. These are studs. They're just on site. Take what you will out of this video. Play for me. Aaron, I should have told you, just run that video while I'm talking here, if you would. Just run the one we just played.
Yep.
Again, folks, I'm not going to get into this because it'll end up being, it's 10-16. I've already lost the bet. We're edging towards Aaron. What was Aaron's number?
10-20.
10-20. So I don't want Aaron to win. We won't be able to live with ourselves the rest of the, I won't be able to live with him the rest of the night. But anyway, again, look at this. How did this happen? There's no way this happens via incompetence. Even what the word that I always use, galactic incompetence. Look at the line of freaking sight. Look, how does that not get covered? That's where he was, right there. And by the way, the tree isn't really in the way either for a line of sight problem. Look at right here. We go. Here we go. There's the tree. He was way over. He was actually to this side or to that side of the tree.
Yeah.
That's where Thomas Matthew Crooks was. Alex Jones was saying this today. Look at all these names. Again, I'm not saying there's any meaning to it, but when the head of the person protecting Donald Trump, her last name is Cheat Ole.
Yeah.
And then the person who shoots Donald Trump is Crooks.
It's too easy.
I mean, it is. It's like, come on. It's really outside of a comic book. But look, I mean, I can't get over it. Again, help me understand. How's that not covered? How's that not covered?
So stupid.
Amazing. There's no way this wasn't a plot by insiders in the federal government. No way. Leftist, globalist, bourgeois elitists embedded inside of our government. Look at this line of sight. In order for you to ignore a sniper with this line of sight and not to have covered this building is nothing but on purpose and nothing but nefarious. It can't be anything else. Nobody's that incompetent. Nobody is that incompetent.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next one. Let me just show you this. House unanimously approves Trump. So great job. Guys, let's do the clapping again together. Yep. Great job, Republicans. Great job, Republicans. House unanimously approves Trump assassination attempt investigation. Great. Let's do it. Let's get everybody under subpoena. Everybody who lies under oath, which they all will. Cheadle, we already know Cheadle lied. FBI director, maybe at some point, but we don't know yet. But anyway, when we catch them lying under oath, we prosecute them. Now, I want to close the show. We got the post game right after this with a tribute to Kamala Harris. Play for me, Aaron.
It's being pushed to the states.
I've been
where it all began with Kamala Harris, with a married man 30 years older than her. That's how it all began. And then she moved on to other men of means, so to speak, men that could help her up the ladder, so to speak. But anyway.
Baby.
Willie Brown, downtown Willie Brown. All right, stick around for the post game. 19 minutes into overtime. I lost. Hey, we need to see who got 10-19, if anybody actually said 10-19. We'll have to see if anybody did. If you did, we'll mail you some free stuff, seriously. But we love you. Appreciate you. Be back here. Be back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Another 60 minutes of fury.
80.
60 minutes of fury. But anyway, love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Really do appreciate you. I'm not kidding you. I really do. If it wasn't for you, 951 people on, obviously, we wouldn't be doing it. Like and share. Let's get this out to as many people as we can. Stick around for the post game. I know I say it all the time. It is awesome. All right. See you tomorrow night. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No. I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, you know, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it year after year after year, they, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you love to worship, this will be your kind of night. Please join us for Crave, a Night of Worship, on Friday, July 26th, starting at 6:30 p.m.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.